This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Several states hold primaries today. They include Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. One congressional district in California holds a primary to choose candidates to replace former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The Arizona electorate is divided into thirds, split roughly equally among Republicans, Democrats, and independents. When Arizonans head to the polls today to cast votes for presidential nominees, all those independent voters won't have much of a say. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Ben Giles explains.
In Arizona, the vote to nominate presidential candidates is called the Presidential Preference Election, or PPE for short. That's because only registered Republicans and Democrats are allowed to participate. But there's nothing stopping independents like Patricia Coughlin from temporarily re-registering, in her case as a Republican, to cast a vote.
I just feel that it is our duty to vote. We're lucky to be able to. And it was frustrating to me that I couldn't, cast a ballot.
There's a ballot initiative gathering signatures that would require the Republican and Democratic parties to pay for future PPEs or else let independents participate. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.
A federal judge will sentence the first two of six former Mississippi law enforcement officers today. They pleaded guilty in the racially motivated torture of two black men last year. One of the victims was Eddie Parker.
Every time I turn on the TV, every time I get on my phone, I'm on social media. I'm seeing it. Everybody telling my story. It's been a roller coaster, man. I'm still riding.
That audio is courtesy of WJTV, WHLT. Gangs in Haiti have attacked a wealthy suburb in Port-au-Prince. NPR's Ader Peralta reports this means violence has reached one of the last remaining peaceful enclaves in the capital.
The wealthy neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince look out over the city from the side of a mountain. For the most part, they had escaped the wrath of the country's gangs. But over the past few days, police attacked the gang-controlled neighborhoods. And now the gangs have moved up the mountain and attacked the Pétionville neighborhood. Local news reports that at least 12 bodies were found strewn on the streets. Images show some of the bodies had bullet wounds. Gang leaders have long framed this as a fight between the rich and the poor, and they have long threatened to attack the elite where they live. And now the gangs seem to have gotten past police and private security to do just that. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Cap-Haitien in northern Haiti.
International monitors are warning that famine is now looming in Haiti. They also warn that famine is now coming to Gaza. That is, unless more relief aid can reach Palestinian civilians much more quickly. You're listening to NPR News. World leaders are congratulating Russia's leader Vladimir Putin on winning another six-year term in office. Among them is China's leader Xi Jinping. NPR's Emily Feng has more.
This week, Chinese leader Xi Jinping sent a message to congratulate Putin on his re-election as president of Russia. Chinese state media reported Xi said the Russian leader's re-election, quote, showed Russian people's support of you, and that the strategic relationship between the two countries will continue to strengthen. Xi is referring to a special strategic relationship the two countries signed off on just weeks before Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Japan's central bank has raised its key interest rate above zero for the first time in 17 years. Japan has had negative interest rates since 2007. The policy change means that borrowers will have to start paying interest in Japan if they want to borrow money. In the U.S., policymakers for the Federal Reserve will open 2 days of meetings in Washington today. They'll discuss the future of U.S. interest rates. The Environmental Protection Agency is banning asbestos. The carcinogen is still used in some products, including vehicle brake pads and some chlorine bleach for water purification. The EPA says this is a major step to protect public health. The agency first banned asbestos in 1989, but the courts largely struck that down 2 years later. A 2016 law overhauled regulations on toxic chemicals, but asbestos remained ongoing, the use of. The EPA links it to more than 40,000 U.S. deaths a year. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.